Welcome to the Christ Church of Orinoco Impact Ministry podcast. We are having a conversation on this episode with our Impact Ministry partner, Michelle Zuniga. Michelle and her husband, Chewy, lead Con Mis Manos in Matamoros, Mexico. Michelle, thanks for having us be a part of your ministry, and thanks for joining us on this podcast. Michelle, could you tell us a little bit about Con Mis Manos? You guys have been on our podcast before, a longer episode, a couple of interviews with a few of the students at Con Mis Manos. But for those who are unfamiliar with Con Mis Manos, tell us a little bit about the ministry, where you guys are at, and what you guys do.
Thank you for having me on your podcast again. So, hi, Christ Church Orinoco family. So excited to share with you guys a little bit about Con Mis Manos. So, Con Mis Manos Deaf Ministry is located in northeast Mexico. If you follow Texas all the way down to the very bottom, you'll get to Brownsville, Texas. Can't go any further. And then you run out of America and go across the border, and that's where we are, in Matamoros. And we run a ministry focused on deaf individuals and their families. So we serve hearing impaired people, babies up to elderly, any age. And we have as a goal to just reach out in practical ways to show Christ's love and to spread his hope of salvation to the deaf community in northeast Mexico.
How long have you guys been running this ministry, and what are some of the main emphasis that you have with Con Mis Manos?
So Con Mis Manos started in February of 2003 when I went down for a three-month internship that actually Christ Church supported me on. And I said, I will be there for 3 months, guys, just 3 months. So that was 20 years ago, yep. And still hanging strong, outlasting my three-month internship. And this year, we have celebrated our 20th anniversary.
20 years of ministry there in Matamoros. And we've been able to be a partner with you and been blessed by your ministry for 20 years.
Yes. And we have been blessed to partner with you all as well. So over the years, God has just opened up one door after the other of practical ways, like I said, of just being Jesus' hands and feet to the deaf community. So we try to focus in our activities into four very general groups of ministry programs. So one that you'll probably hear the most if you follow us on Facebook or social media is the school building. We have an educational program where we provide free education to any age deaf person through the use of Mexican Sign Language. And then we do regular school topics, so math, science, reading, writing, sign language. We have Bible classes as well. And then 2 days a week, we focus off of the school books and onto practical vocational training. So we have a job training program with the goal to be that once a student has gone through our programs educationally, they'll be prepared as well to have a job and be a productive member of the general society in Mexico. So we do all kinds of job training programs. Right now we have auto mechanics and driver's ed and cooking and baking and hair styling and carpentry, computers. We do pretty much our goal to get the kids' hands in as many opportunities to find out where their gifting is, where their interest is, and get them trained so that when they go out in the community, they can be hired and break down those discrimination stereotypes that a deaf person can only be a street beggar, which is what we found out when we started the ministry 20 years ago, that most deaf people had no way to communicate, no job skills, and were just marginalized street beggars because people just didn't really know what their capabilities were.
So there's a young man, who is recognized that. And we actually told his story on the podcast when we did three episodes earlier. Yvonne grew up at Con Mis Manos, and now teaches at Con Mis Manos. But he also just started a church since our last visit down there that has been happening in the building, right? Doing services,
yes,
and stuff.
So the most important part of what we do with the ministry education is important, job training is important, the family services we offer are important, making sure they're clothed and fed and have medical care and safe housing. All of those things are important. But the most important thing that we can do to be God's hands and feet to the deaf community is to share the message of salvation. As a hearing person, I'm able to interpret services from a regular church. And even although I'm hearing, I do know Mexican Sign Language, so I could teach a sign language only Bible class. However, our prayer has been that God will raise up deaf men and women, baptized believers, to spread the gospel to their people. And we are so blessed that our now 22-year-old little guy, he started when he was 7 with us. He was a resident for many years through his teen years at the school. And now he not only teaches with us in our educational programming, but as of March 2023, he is the pastor of the very first deaf-led, sign language-based church in that entire area of Mexico.
Oh, Ivan. He's yes. The man. I love Ivan. And it's really cool to see. His story is just one story of the many students and individuals who've gone through Comis Manos. And he is great. And we are so appreciative of the work that you guys do. And you're actually in the middle of a big season for one of the facilities on your property. Would you mind telling us this next journey of expansion? Really, it's not expanding the property, but really you had to tear something down and now you're building something new up. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on there at Comis Manos lately.
So if we rewind 20 years when we started Comis Manos, it was a property that was given to me that had previously been used as an orphanage for deaf kids for a year and a half back in the 80s. And then it had a church building for the community on the property. But that had been closed up and abandoned for many, many years, had fallen into disrepair. Some other ministries had cycled through there. But then in 2012, we converted the building into boys housing for kids like Ivan, who didn't have a safe place to stay. We always encourage families to keep their children at home, and we do as much as possible to ensure that. When that's not possible, we had to ensure that there is a safe place for the boys to stay. And so from 2012 on, we kind of put Band-Aids on this building that had been falling into disrepair. But there were things like the lack of a foundation that were just unable to be Band-Aided. And so to our dismay, in September of 2022, the city, during just routine inspections, condemned that building on our property, which had been the boys' house. And we had also, for lack of space, had been using the boys' living room for job training classes. So we'd have carpentry class and haircutting class right next to each other in the living room. but we just didn't have any more space. So we were told as of last fall that that building had to be condemned. We can't let anyone in it anymore. Just, it was a safety hazard. And that launched us into a building project. This time, our goal and our heart is to make sure that this building is not only built to last, to outlast us, and to last for the deaf ministry into the generations that come, but that it also was able to meet as many needs as possible, because this will be the last building that will fit on our property. We're out of space. So we have torn down the building, torn down, very loosely used term, because it kind of fell down. It took 4 days to make it from a building to a pile of rubble. And those were four very short days, because it was falling down by itself. And we have started digging. We have the foundation, the footers dug for what will be the newest building at Con Mis Manos. And we will now be repurposing that space to not only be safe housing for boys, which it will be, but it's also going to be able to meet a lot of other needs.
So it will be a boys' house like the previous house was. Talk to us a little bit about the layout, because it's not just housing for some of the boys. There will also be classrooms. So what do you plan to do in the space that is not housing? What do you plan to do in those rooms in that space?
Yeah. So because we are so limited on space, our property, we have no more place to build on our property. We have the educational building now, and then we have on the other corner of the property, we have a house for girls. And so right in the middle, for any of you that might have ever come visited us, right in the middle was the building that's now been torn down. And because we're limited on space, this building will be our first two-story building. On the bottom floor, we are so excited. We will have space for the Deaf Church to have a space to worship during the week and on the weekends, because even though we're just a few months into Deaf Church, we are already outgrowing our largest classroom in the school building. And so this will give us space on the first floor of the new build will be the Deaf Church. Which again, first deaf-led church in the entire vicinity region of Mexico in our area. And then there will be space for workshops, classrooms for job training. We'll have five of those on the first floor where we'll be able to train more deaf adults to become productive employees in the community. And then the second story will provide six bedrooms to house as many boys as the Lord brings us that are in need of safe housing. That will be all located on the second floor.
Very cool. So that's awesome as an expansion project to improve the facilities out there that are going to be a blessing to not just the school and the boys, but also the deaf-led church there in Matamoros, led by Pastor Yvonne.
Yes.
And it's really exciting. And I know that this is, I mean, a lot of people you live on a border town. A lot of people have heard things about the border and whatnot. And there are these stories that have been coming out of Matamoros lately. In January, February, you had the Americans, some were kidnapped, some were killed. Then recently there were the gang wars that were there. So I think people understand that you guys live in a city or work in a city that is tough sometimes. Is there anything we can be praying about for the school and the church there in Matamoros that they can be a light in the community or for their protection in any way? Is there anything we can be praying for?
Yes. Yeah, we are in a border town, and that comes with its own mixture of ups and downs, safety-wise. When we have violent episodes flare up, people ask, aren't you scared? Aren't you leaving? And my answer is, when I can get my deaf kids into safety, I'll go to safety, because I can't tell them that God loves them and protects them and is with them, and then me pack my bags and run away out of fear. So we appreciate prayers for physical safety, for the safety of the building, for emotional well-being and safety for kids that are living a lot of the time in a wartime setting. You know, we have spells that are very safe, and we're able to welcome down groups like churches that come visit and help out. And then there are times where suddenly we have flares up where really the kids' lives are, we just have to really up the protection of keeping them safe. So biggest way that you can pray for us, two things. That God will just continue to guide us as leaders to make wise decisions in the environment that he has planted Con Mis Manos. And then second, that the staff and most importantly, the deaf kids will be protected physically, spiritually, emotionally, and that they will be light to their families and to their neighborhoods, that they don't live in fear, and that they have a practical example of trusting God.
Absolutely. We'll definitely be praying for that. And church, I want to encourage you to consider giving to Comis Manos. You can do so by going to our website at cco.church/impact, finding there information on that page, and there will be links to learn more and to give in ways that you can be praying for Comis Manos. Michelle, the ministry that you all do at Comis Manos is a light in a dark place and an example for so many other ministries to be faithful in the hard times. So thank you. Thanks to Chewy and all of the staff there and all of the students for being faithful and for being true to what God has called you to do and not giving up even when times get tough. So thanks so much for doing what you do.
Thank you all so much. And thank you for your prayers and thank you for partnering with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Church, thanks for listening to this interview with Michelle Zuniga, and consider learning more about their ministry and participating in their ministry by visiting our website. Until next time.